With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Alice and James, how are we doing?
I feel a bit sore actually because I went to a I went to a dance class last night.
Oh, excuse me, what?
I'll tell you what it's called. It's called Learn to Twerk.
With the elderly.
Learn to twerk, but you have no ass, famously.
Okay, well, this is my issue.
I mean, she has an ass. She just, you know.
Sorry. I have an ass that won't quit. It's just been made redundant.
You went to a learn to twerk
class. I didn't know that's what it was called. My friend just said, do you want to go to a dance class? So I
arrived.
Now
that's false advertising.
Well, amen. I arrived and everybody's wearing great outfits, but pretty skimpy. Mm. I'm dressed like I'm in Bend It Like Beckham. I had some football shorts on and a baggy t-shirt, basically PE kit. The first alarm bell that rang was that the lady said, all right, everyone, you're sexy bitches.
God.
I mean, that really got my heart going. I was like, oh, no. Then they create a circle, the circle of trust.
No.
I'm afraid so. And in the circle of trust, you have to freestyle.
The first thing.
Yes. What? Yes. The first thing.
What did you do? The robot? Big fish, little fish? What?
I essentially did the Charleston and other people are putting their hands on the floor and like throwing their ass in the air.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I wish I'd
Can
seen
we go
this.
With you next
okay,
time?
Okay, wait. It gets worse. So then we do the warm up. Great. Got it covered. I didn't know it was the warm up. And then she's like, right now we'll learn the routine.
Jeez.
So I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, I like to dance. Just in the comfort of my own home. So I was like, I'll just shuffle to the back. I'll watch.
Is that a dance move? Shuffle to the back. Shuffle to the back.
I twerked to the back. I got myself to the back and I was like, it's fine because this way I can watch what everybody else does and I don't need to remember it. So I got to the back and then she was like, okay, so the first move is a turn. So basically the back was the front. Awful. So now I'm in front of the mirror. So then,
and you can see everyone
can
behind
see
you,
everything, and they can all see me. And then she said, "I want you to feel your ass cheek, and then feel underneath it."
Oh,
and
she's like, "Excuse me,
that's what's got a shake." I cannot tell you how much of me shook. Everything but my ass shook because you know, there's nothing
there's
to move.
Not
like, what's going to shake?
There's nothing underneath it because there's nothing on top.
It's concave.
That's amazing. I wish I'd been there. Can you? I mean, I know it's audio, but could you maybe give us a little?
Okay.
Give us a move.
I can, but I'd like you to imagine what the song is that I'm doing it to as I do it.
What is the song?
My neck, my back. My pussy and also my crack.
That's so Belinda of you.
She said, she was like, guys, it's a long count. Enjoy the pussy bit. My neck, my back, my pussy and my crack.
And my crack.
My friend described it as fucking a ghost. Basically, the whole thing was mortifying and all I could think of was you two the whole time.
Are you going to go again?
It's a great workout.
And now...
non-committal from Alice Levine.
I just, you know, I'm inhibited. Like, I'm that sort of thing makes me so embarrassed.
But you're in the circle of trust now. I mean...
This is true. She just kept calling us sexy, which made me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Sexy bitches.
Sexy bitches, to be fair. And I did enjoy the pussy bit. Once she told me to enjoy it, I did enjoy it.
You are so Bella right now.
It's when she said, touch your body, touch it all over. I don't want to touch it all over. I'm in a sweaty room. I don't want to touch it all over. I'll touch it at home. I won't touch it at home.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So remind me what's about to happen. Belinda's going to, or Smith, sorry, Smithy, is going to have dinner with Bish.
Yeah, I think we're about to meet Bish again. And they are about to meet Bish. Undercover, obviously.
Why do I feel like Bish only eats liquidized food?
Yeah, and why do I feel like he's going to like spit all over the table as he talks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be gross.
Yeah. So who wants to guess the title of this chapter then?
Dinner with Bish.
Is it going to be some...
Dinner at the Bish's table. No.
Is it going to be some play on that, though? Some play on cuisine or...
Schlop at the Schloss.
Oh, yeah. That. Oh, that's good. Yeah,
that
yeah.
That is quite good, yeah. It's incorrect. That's good.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
Put us out of our misery, as they did with Slints, please.
Okay, I might just go straight into the intro then.
Oh, by all means.
Belinda Blinked 5, Chapter 7, A Gentleman Woof. What?
A gentleman woof.
A gentleman woof.
Not even a gentleman's woof.
No, just a gentleman woof.
A gentleman woof.
Okay. Mr. T laughed like a man not himself. Because he's Spooner, you see?
Oh, I see.
He is a man not himself. He wiped the gooey head of his cock on a bit of curtain and pulled his kilt down to protect his shyness.
That's going
to
make the curtains go stiff.
Is that how you get the pleats? In both the kilt and the curtains. That's unpleasant, isn't it?
Mm.
That's what I always think about hotels, though.
Yeah. You know what the worst thing is for it? The runners on the beds.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't wash those.
No.
What, they're covered in jizz?
Well, all sorts.
They've done those ultraviolet light things before and they are... absolute petri dishes.
Bodily filth.
So
honestly.
What's on them?
Well,
semen.
Semen, just...
blood.
Oh, my God.
Probably urine.
Oh urine! Well, what do you think's on them? Food as
all
well?
All of the above food.
Feet. Just think, people bring in their suitcase and dump it on the bed. Think where their suitcase has been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then people have sex on them. Then people eat their burgers off them. Then people wipe their nose on them.
Wipe their nose on them?
Yeah, they have sex on them. They like lying on, like specifically lie on the runner.
No, but people like, you know, wipe their bums on them, do all sorts.
Bums on
no,
them?
No, I don't mean like after the toilet, but like after you've had a bath, you're like lying on the bed, just like rubbing yourself all over.
Oh my God.
That's
disgusting.
Put their cats on them.
Oh my God.
Do you know what's also really bad for that? Doctor's ties, apparently.
What, for all of the above?
Not for all of the above.
Why are they doused in semen?
No, it's just that they don't wash them as regularly as they wash their shirts and things. Because
oh.
How often do you wash a tie?
Yeah, but they must do now. Now that's been flagged, I'd be washing it every day if I was.
What do you mean now they've heard this?
Yeah. I've now changed NHS policy, thank you.
This is a public health announcement.
So he wiped his gooey head of it.
Gooey head.
The gooey head of his cock on a bit of curtain. That's really disrespectful as well in somebody else's house.
In someone else's schloss.
And pulled his kilt down to protect his shyness. It was dinner time. He led Smithy down the schloss slide to the dining room extraordinaire.
What's the slide?
I can understand if, like, Bish was a younger man, why he might install a slide.
Well, an older man can't do the stairs anymore, just has a slide.
I see it as a kind of aircraft-style inflatable slide, you know, the emergency exit slide.
Yeah. Oh, right,
remove
okay.
All sharp-heeled shoes.
Exactly.
Hmm. The dining room extraordinaire was nothing short of extraordinary.
Well, it's great branding.
There was gold-laid cornicing and drawings on the ceiling.
So sort of fresco.
Yeah, a mural of some sort. It didn't look foul or scary.
Oh,
why would it?
Not at all the shape of place Smithy would have imagined an arch-nemesis to happiness and cookware would reside.
But he doesn't think he's evil, so when you commission the guy to do your kind of ceiling a la the Sistine Chapel, you're not like, oh, by the way, don't put cherubs or angels or anything because I'm evil. So if you could just put some like
devils.
Malevolent presences there.
He is evil, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Do you think something happened to him to make him that way?
Well, usually in a superhero scenario, you'd get a little glimpse of when they were a nice guy and then something occurs.
Backstory Bish.
Yes, I smell an origin story. Like the Joker film that's
yeah, with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, the early story of Bish. What was he? Who was he?
Petra had also changed clothes and looked okay.
Oh, good.
That's enough for Petra.
Zit!
She's got a zit.
She said, as the spying duo Sat.
Right.
I think it's Sit, but it's
spelled
with
sure.
a Z. Yeah. Zit! Petra continued.
Now, Miss Smithy and Mr. T, please be standing as I welcome with a heavy hat and mind the most successful seller of pots and pans and measuring spoons in world history.
World history!
It's painful for her to speak like that, isn't it?
Surprisingly okay, actually.
Not for you, I mean for her. She sounds sure. uncomfortable.
And for your ears, everyone. Yes. Yeah. Smithy and Mr. T rose again in their shoes.
So when she said zit, she didn't actually mean zit.
No. Zit to stand up again for...
Zit, now unzit.
Smithy and Mr. T rose again in their shoes.
May I introduce you to Mr. Wolfgang Bisch.
A lot of, like, fanfare for two people. Just, you imagine just going...
Yeah, would you applaud? Or do you bow? It. Do you curtsy?
Smithy and Mr. T held their respective breaths as a smallish man with awful posture appeared as a silhouette in the doorframe of the dining experience. So that's the start of some sort of show, isn't it?
B. Ah.
Bish. B-R-Bish. Doesn't make any sense.
I'm imagining a beat then comes on. Dum.
That's exactly, yeah. Pulsing light, yeah. You see a fraction of him.
I'm picturing it a bit like the film version of Chicago.
Right,
where
okay.
some things kind of move out of his way. It's a lot of shadow,
yeah.
grayscale.
So he's Catherine Zeta-Jones in this specific scenario.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Smithy blinked. When Smithy's sensual eyelids rose from their rest, she...
Not a blink.
That's the undo of the blink, isn't it?
Yes.
They're rising from the rest.
No, I know, but it sounds like she's been asleep.
When Smithy's sensual eyelids rose from their rest, she saw, standing before them, the evil creature behind Giselle's betrayal, the kidnapping of Slints and the bombing of Steele's pots and pans.
Bish?
Yeah, she's going to have a lot of restraint, isn't she, if she doesn't want to ruin the whole thing and blow cover.
Also, for a man who's, I would say, a bit slow on his feet, he managed to get into position, as we say in the theatre, within the blink of an eye.
He did.
Wasn't there, eyes blink, eyes open, there.
But Alice, what we used to call that at the club theatre was waiting in the wings. He'd have been there, you know.
Waiting in the wings, yeah, no, I've not heard that.
So great to have you here for such theatrical insight.
A hatred... Belinda had never before tasted, excreted into her mouth.
That's quite good, isn't it?
Mm.
That's quite...
Visceral.
She spat the bitterness out with all the precision of her days playing county netball.
Okay, you've lost me a bit now, but...
Also, what, she just spat on the table?
She did it with the precision of a chess pass. Pivot.
Spoons nudged her at her unspy-like act.
Good call, James.
And Smithy prayed to the Norse gods for repentance.
Forgive me, Norse gods, for I have spat.
It's nice to know that Smithy is also of the denomination of the Norse gods.
What is that? Is that paganism or something?
I don't know, we've never really got to the bottom of it. Like,
is Belinda a pagan?
The praying has really ramped up in later books, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But then at Giselle's wedding, she apologised to God.
Oh, yeah.
Like Christian God.
No, I think that's probably because she was in his domain at the church.
Right, okay,
when
yeah.
When she hurtled down from heaven, though, that wasn't Norse heaven, was it?
Oh, you'd think that would have changed her perspective on religion, wouldn't you?
What is this woman? Yeah,
now that she's literally beaten to heaven.
She's still not convinced.
I have proof it exists.
Yeah, she should be some sort of messiah now, really, shouldn't she? I mean, she literally survived heaven.
Or at least should have talked to someone about it. Mm. I mean, she's not even said, I've had this out-of-body experience. Yeah. I've seen Nelson Mandela.
People have been made saints for less. Bish, for himself, had not noticed the spit.
Oh, well, phew.
Petra had. But who cares about that old German rag?
Certainly not Rocky, that's for sure. Yeah. Petra looked, yeah, fine.
He's so lost in touch with Petra, hasn't he? He's like, moving on.
He's such an afterthought.
Make no mistake, Petra is purely functional.
Ah, my treasured insurance keepers.
spoke Bish with the rasp of the last time we saw him.
Nothing if not consistent.
Man und Wubman. Flesh und hair.
Flesh and him?
Hair, no, H-A-I-R.
Oh, so actually flesh hair. And hair, okay.
Flesh und hair. What an honour of the days.
What an honour of the days? About?
Bish's lips continued to create verbiage. Or garbage.
So he doesn't know what Belinda looks like. It feels like he might, but maybe he wouldn't. He's not really been going after Belinda, has he?
And Belinda's new to Pots and Pans. Because where was she? Oh, no, she was in Typhoid Crockery.
Yeah.
She moved from crockery to
Well,
steel.
He's in Measuring Spoons, apparently, so...
Yeah, that, maybe he knows. Through.
He shovelled over to the head of the table.
Shovelled? He dug his way over.
It is shovelled.
Yeah, not shuffled, shovelled. He shovelled over to the head of the table and sat, to quiet the comfort. As he did so, Bish let out a stinky gentleman woof.
Oh, come on!
That's what we're calling a fart. A gentleman woof.
Gentleman woof.
Oh, God.
But wait, that means it's the focus of the chapter, so we're not going to brush over this quickly.
No, this is going to linger. Oh, God, it's going to linger.
Oh, no.
But wait, they're not going to pass out or something, are they? Oh, this is so stupid.
A poisonous gentleman woof.
He let out a stinky gentleman woof. No one laughed.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise it was for the group.
Well, you know, when someone farts really loudly, it is quite amusing. It's like juvenile.
They'd definitely laugh if they knew he called them a gentleman wolf.
Excuse me, I just did a gentleman wolf.
That's what you like get a kid to call it so you don't say fart. Like, what were the words when you were like Trump or...
A windy.
Pump.
A windy? A pump. I just pumped.
We said bottom burp.
Oh. Did you? Oh, that's disgusting.
That's worse than fart.
What is it? A bottom burp.
No one laughed, but they did all wince at the toxic stench of a man not well inside.
Oh my God, I bet it stank. I had a bish on the tube this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, the gentleman woofs were filling the carriage. You know when someone gentleman woofs next to you and everyone thinks it's you? So you have to really like look around and be like, oh my God, who was that? So
but then that just makes you look more guilty.
Do you reckon? Mm. Oh, well, I do it to try and make sure they know who wasn't me who gentleman woofed.
So wait, Bish's insides are so rancid that what's come out is genuinely dangerous.
Toxic. Yeah.
I imagine he's just like rotted inside. It's just black and rotted
inside.
Well,
if his lungs are anything to go by, God knows what his bowels are like.
He snapped his decaying hand bones with a slice of authority. And the dishes were produced.
Oh, gosh.
Great platters of boiled goat's heads.
Yummy, yummy!
Bratwurst and sauerkraut. Bollock.
Come on. Sauerkraut.
That's quite a heavy combo.
Yeah, no wonder his insides are rotten if that's his diet every time.
To be fair, the sauerkraut kraut, very good for digestion.
Oh, because the pickled. Yeah.
That's what my nickname for Alice, sauerkraut.
Tuck in.
Hissed, scratched the bad man.
The bad man.
Smiffy scowled at the food before her, but Mr. T jumped right in with his napkin hungrily stuffed into his collarbone.
So, how's the cooking business here, Bish?
Mr. T asked, in between mouthfuls of fermented fish.
Good. We are about to be the indisputed kings of cooking. Hang on.
I'm a bit scared.
Smiffy froze at Bish's change in volume and tone.
I'm picturing her with a fork in a whole head. Just gnawing.
Just like biting the eyeball.
Her face stared at him, a massive bratwurst sticking out between her lips.
Come on!
Not for the first time.
Is you sure ye are from the Insurance of Loved Life Fund?
Loved Life Fund.
That's what it's called. .com.
This Smith looks like a profile I once looked at for a job.
Oh, fuck.
What? Smithy spat out sausage. Impossible! I've been at Insurance of Loved Life for the past 10 years.
Lies!
I mean, that acting class went down really well then, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was going to say, at least she's playing it cool.
What?
10 years! How dare you?
Lies!
Oh, God, I actually feel really stressed.
I think I interviewed you. Could this let be Z? Fräulein Blumenthal.
Uh-oh.
Holy shit.
Belinda spluttered, choked, and finally blinked.
I know everything, and it is time for you to come to the end of days.
Oh my God, I feel so stressed.
Rocky didn't really ratchet up the tension, though, did he? He was like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Wait a minute!
So wait, was all of that just facade?
Oh, what, from Bish's perspective?
Yeah, when he came out, when he, like, put all the food down.
No,
like...
I think he genuinely saw him as like, hang on, I know who that is. I'm still worried about why the chapter's called A Gentleman Wolf and how he's going to use it now to overpower Belinda.
Oh, no, not a Gentleman Wolf chloroform style, please.
So, I know everything...
Why is the whole chapter called?
Yeah, that's never referenced again.
It just shows you what Rocky thinks is the most important part when he reads back over it. That Gentleman Wolf bit was pretty good.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So I know everything, and it is time for you to come to the end of days, in case you couldn't quite decipher the accent.
Thank you.
Bish laughed. Belinda threw a goat's eye at him. As spoons ripped off his ginger wig.
The spoons!
Screeched Bish.
Also, he could have stayed undercover.
Yeah, what's going on?
The spoons. Why does he know the spoons?
The spoons, screeched Bish.
Oh my God, so funny. And what? That wig was fooling him, was it?
Spoons pulled his spy gun out of his furry sporran as Bish screeched.
Get him, kill him, murder him, assassinate him, homicide him, toten him.
What one?
Toten him.
German.
I think it's German for kill.
Kill.
Not so fast, Bish, Spooner said as he grabbed the adequately scrubbed up Petra.
Still.
That's got it in for Petra. He took her in his elbow and pointed his minigun to her breast.
Ha, 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 ha,
Bish laughed.
Is you think I care about the Petra? She is a 7.
Oh my
You're not exactly a 10 yourself, my darling. rotten old man. You're barely a one.
Oh my God, you bag of old curdled eggs.
You massive pickled onion.
You sack of fermented trout. Yeah. You can't judge.
Spooner sweated. What was he to do? He had hoped his Petra-shaped threat would have been enough to make Bish rethink his evil ways, supply himself to the Allies, and live out his final days in a fishing village off the German Riviera.
He's really thought it through then, great. Why don't they just shoot Bish? Not to death, but...
In the leg.
In the leg.
Yeah, he's rotten anyway, I mean. He's not going to miss it, is he? Yeah.
But what I mean is, he can't run away because he's Bish. Mm. They absolutely have the authority to detain him.
Yeah, he's an evil bad man.
Yeah, don't you know...
He's an absolute bad man.
Don't you normally grab someone else and threaten them when you're being threatened? And it sounds like Bish has just sat there with
enjoying
an eye, with a mouthful of eye.
The reality was that Spoons only had a license to hurt.
Oh, he's a 004.
To hurt.
To hurt.
License to maim.
I've got a license to make you uncomfortable.
The reality was that Spoons only had a license to hurt, so was unable to fulfil his threat. So the threat was as empty as Eleanor Rigby's funeral.
I mean...
They're getting laborious, aren't they?
Yeah, he's just goading us at this point. He's like, come on, what you got?
Trolling.
That's quite a good one, though.
You okay?
Am I losing the will to live? Spoons just stood there.
Great.
Holding Petra... as Bish's goons ran towards him. This was it. The moment he knew would always come. He was to die as he was, in his father's 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 kilt, and smile.
What?
Not so fast, you nasty man, shouted Belinda from the corner of the dining
You'd
experience.
You'd be like, not now, Belle. Be with you in a sec, sweetheart.
Shouted Belinda from the corner of the dining experience.
You'd practice better lines. Not so fast, you nasty man. You'd have something a bit more zingy in the tank.
She ripped the breast of her dress away and her brassiere was exposed.
Oh, because it got guns in it or something.
The 5½ goons all stared at them, juggling, as Belinda did a shoulder shuffle shimmy.
Sorry, what? The goons?
The 5½ goons. Five and a half. All
what 5½ goons?
They were referenced slightly before.
I literally think I blacked out. Right, okay, fine.
So the 5½ goons all stared at them juggling, so her tits are juggling, as Belinda did a shoulder shuffle shimmy.
Minimum kind of, 3 breasts, I would say, to juggle.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a little dance, isn't it? This shoulder shuffle shimmy.
And it's so good, they're completely distracted.
Yes, indeed.
By her magnificent breasts.
They were all transfixed by her tits. They stopped the pursuit of Spooner. And just gazed upon her orbs of flesh, tongues out and cocks hard. One at a time, they approached her for pleasure, and each in their truth lowered their faces to her bosom. There, they inhaled her woman shape and were happy. But not just happy, drugged.
What's she put on them?
Chiara Montague had threaded special sleeping zest into the
fucking
lace of Belinda's bra cups.
Not the zest.
Sleeping zest, breast zest. I love that, though. I love it. And they do that in James Bond, where they have really specific gadgets.
For that very specific moment of peril.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That may or may not happen, but actually does.
So Chiara Montague had threaded a special sleeping zest into the lace of Belinda's bra cups. Even the slightest whiff, and a grown man would be exploring the land of Nod within minutes.
You'd think if a slight whiff knocked out a goon, then it would knock out Belinda, because it's just under her nose, her bosom.
The entire time.
When she's, you know, running around, going down slides and stuff, you'd think like some of that zest might reach her nostrils.
Yeah, that's
maybe
not
she's
been...
put some sort of nostril plugs in, though.
That's convenient, has you she? Know. Right, okay.
Well, I don't know if she has. Maybe we'll find out if she does. Once all the goons were safely asleep...
All 5½.
Yes. Belinda thanked the Norse gods again, and Ciara Montague as one, and grabbed Spoon's hand. Dragging the Scotch spy through a fabric painting, she made their escape.
Through a what, sorry?
A fabric painting.
Would that be a tapestry?
A tapestry. Right.
Oh, I love that fabric painting. What's it called? The Bayeau tapestry?
Where's Bish gone?
I'm quite glad you asked that, James.
Oh.
Because the next sentence relates to that.
Thank God for that.
Bish had been screeching the whole time.
The whole time it took 5.5 men to be knocked out.
He's melting.
Unable to move due to his chronic health mishaps.
Mishaps. Due to his chronic, gross, internal situation. Oh, wait. No more gentleman wolves.
There's another gentleman wolf.
How would he ever have thought that he could get any sort of life insurance looking the way he did? Surely you'd want to hide the insurers from you at every moment possible.
Honestly, he's hanging on by a thread.
He just had to watch them sneak away, foaming spit fizzing between his yellow teeth with the promise of revenge.
So what, they've left him?
They've escaped through the fabric painting.
But why have they escaped through the fabric painting? Why haven't they arrested him? Why haven't they arrested the terrorist leader?
Why are they there?
The frail terrorist leader.
Who can't get out of his chair.
Run!
To the fabric painting!
He might fart again!
Once Belinda and Spooner were clear of the evil schloss, Spoons took over the spying. He grabbed the small Scottish blade from his long...
They're spying on now! They were right next to him, they didn't even spy on him!
It's the blind leading the blind.
He grabbed the small Scottish blade from his long socks and spoke into it.
Oh, stupid walkie-talkie dagger.
Within a flash, Mimi arrived in her trademark...
Oh, my God! Fuck off, Mimi. Mimi, could you go inside and arrest Fish? Cheers.
Within a flash, Mimi arrived in her trademark woodlouse car.
What the hell is a woodlouse car? As big as a woodlouse?
It's a woodlouse that they've carved out, but inside it's like a TARDIS. It's like the Spice Girls bus in the film.
Woodlouse car.
Like a Beetle? Does he mean like a Volkswagen Beetle?
For God's sake. Sorry.
Does he?
If that is his version of a Beetle car.
I can't even look.
I resign this podcast right now.
A woodlouse.
A woodlouse.
That's so he doesn't have any.
They are not going to sue you if you say a Beetle.
And this is so Bond, isn't it now?
Yeah.
Like in a classic car.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, the classic woodlouse car. What are you on about?
No, but I mean, they always have a real statement car. Like a woodlouse car.
This is a statement. It's in the shape of a woodlouse.
It's a statement of insanity.
In both, she shouted, and they obeyed her. They were racing through the German land, and Belinda was confused as to where they were going.
Yes, I think we all are.
She was also upset because she'd left her sales strategy report for the third quarter in her guest room.
Fucking hell!
My head is in my hands. I don't know what to say anymore.
Now, lost to the Bish Empire, she chewed all her nails at the thought of the Germans utilising a frying pan named Sam to engage children and therefore boost profit projections.
What are you on about?
They're marketing a pan for children to use on the stove. Is that what he said? That's the next big plan.
Oh, my God. What a great innovation. Get small, tiny, delicate children hands near hot elements. Brilliant.
What's a demographic we've never really hit? Children.
Babies upwards. Brilliant.
After a number of minutes and more seconds, Mimi stopped the car. Spooner took his tongue back from Belinda's snatch and tucked his cock under his skirt.
Skirt guilt. So they've just been like having it off in the back.
Snatch. Your dad said snatch.
Yeah.
Snatch.
Don't pull that face.
He said a lot worse.
No, yeah, but I was gonna snatch. Say, who taught him snatch? Like, usually it's like fluorescent pink pillowcase or something. It's not usually snatch.
Yeah. So Spooner took his tongue back from Belinda's snatch and tucked his cock under his skirt. Why have we stopped? Belinda asked, irritated still. She'd been loving the ticklish licking and playful nibbling of her upper and lower pussy.
Oh, my God.
We need to take this one to the top. Come with me.
Belinda blinked. The duo walked through the doors of a German fast food establishment called It Curry Be Versed.
It's not even a good play on words. It Curry Be Versed. It Curry Be Versed.
It Curry Be Versed.
Actually, it starts to really work as you let it seep in.
Does it?
It curry be worse.
It curry be worse, which is obviously a play on it couldn't be worse, which is not the sort of thing you'd want to do.
That's really cold. It couldn't be worse.
Oh my god. It couldn't be worse.
It curry be versed. So, yes, it couldn't be worse. Sorry, so. The duo walked through the doors of a German fast food establishment called It Curry Be Versed.
One of the greatest establishments there is.
But didn't order so much of a chip. They just walked past the counter and through the deep fat fryer.
They walked through the deep fat fryer?
Through it.
Okay.
It's kind of like one of those speakeasy places that you get in.
Oh, yeah.
Where you always have to walk through the back of a butcher's or something.
Yeah.
You open like a fridge door.
Mm. Yeah. It's like, just give me a drink.
I bet you hate all that shit.
I'm not a fan, really. Their path took them beyond the shop and into a warren tunnel of which they walked down. The walls were deepest, darkest, sludge brown, like a bad avocado upon slice.
Or the inside of Bish.
Rotten.
But soon they got quite posh. With both dado and picture rails, plus skirting board.
Yeah. Not dado! My mum used to have dado.
What is dado?
It's like a piece of wood that goes...
No, I know, but where is it? On a wall?
Above picture. Pictures around the top, pictures dado's top, the middle.
Middle. But soon they got quite posh, with both dado and picture rails, plus skirting boards. The works.
Let's not forget it's a sex book.
Yeah, yeah.
A sex
book.
Well,
she was just getting nibbled at in the woodlouse.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Spooner led Belinda through a varnished door with red leather padding, not dissimilar to
God.
A tasty sofa bed.
I don't give a fuck. Where are they? Who is at the top of the tree?
He sailed past a pretty, if mousy, girl behind a computer screen and marched Belinda through a hand-activated bookcase. Then, an eyeball-friendly portrait of the Queen Mother.
What's eyeball-friendly?
It means eye, like retinal scanning.
Oh, okay.
Eyeball-friendly.
The Queen Mother? How long has she been dead?
When did they come up with the technology and not change it from the Queen Mother?
Suddenly... Belinda found herself in a large, Victorian office room. It looked official. A body was sat behind a biggish desk.
A body?
Their back to the duo.
A body? A cadaver?
The body didn't move a muscle.
No, it was a body. You wouldn't say a body, would you, if it was a person?
All it did was speak.
Oh.
There goes that theory.
My bad.
All it did was speak in a voice instantly rememberable.
My God, I rememberized that. That's really, really bringing back those rememories.
Guys.
Oh my God, what?
So, in a voice instantly rememberable.
Wait. James, who is it?
Sir James?
Well, he kind of is the top, right?
Yeah, so it must be someone above him.
Or maybe...
Bella?
Oh my God, don't tell me it's Bill from HR. Please don't.
We've never heard him speak, have we?
Yeah, that's not rememberable.
Mimi?
Don't.
No, they've just come from
Shut
Mimi.
Up.
Yeah, but she's like run out of the woodlouse and gone in the back door.
I suppose it's Bish.
Oh God.
Go on.
So all it did was speak. Speak in a voice instantly rememberable.
Stop saying that.
I told you I'd one day come clean.
The Duchess!
And that is the end of the chapter.
I'm sorry. What?
So the Duchess is at the top of everything.
Can she be?
Was it end of book one? Do you remember, there was literally a chapter called The Duchess Comes Clean, and then she didn't really reveal anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, book five, chapter, what will it be? Eight.
Seven. Call back. Yeah. Can we get a pull-up?
But it kind of makes sense, because she was talking then, wasn't she, about there being some sort of higher plan or something? Yeah.
Oh my God, Rocky! Yeah.
No, that's not what that was. Do you think?
Because if Spooner, who's in MI5, is taking Belinda to this office,
yeah,
and he said, "What do you say? We have to go to the top."
Yeah,
I'm sorry. What, you think she's government?
Do you think she's the Prime Minister?
I don't know.
But why do they care about her? Why does anybody care?
But remember, in her house in Epsom Hall, she had all those kind of. The dildo, open the doors. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe there's more to the Duchess than we thought. Maybe she's not just a kinky little so-and-so. Maybe she's actually got
And the horse box was quite high-tech.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going to save the day.
Oh, my.
Sort everything out.
God.
Because let's face it, Spooner and Belinda are fucking useless. Exactly. Jesus Christ. It really, really couldn't be worse or whatever it's called.
These books couldn't be worse. yeah, okay, well, things are actually happening. That was quite eventful as well, that chapter. That I felt we got some...
But why did, like, that could have been the end. If they just... That's probably Rocky just, like, deciding he needs to fill a few more chapters. But if they just grabbed Bish, that would have been it.
Well, no, because they've still got Giselle to worry about.
Oh, yeah, I guess they don't know that Slintz is dead, but...
Wait, what chapter is this?
Yeah, you were caring about Slintz before. This is chapter 7.
Well, how many chapters are there?
There's 13.
Why break a habit of a lifetime?
Unlucky for all of us.
So we're only about halfway through. So this can't just be him, like, filling a bit. More stuff's going to happen.
Mm.
I know I never get it, and I know I always forget stuff, but I really... Just answer me this, and I'll promise I won't ever ask you anything again. Why would MI5 and the government care about the bots and the bats?
Well, do you know what? I think possibly because they...
Why is he doing serious face? I can't.
No, James, because listen.
Tell him. If he's going to do serious face...
No, now he's wagging his fingers.
They know that Slintz has created the trioxygillyrate that could save the planet.
My dad wrote up on Instagram. Do the bits.
Yeah, we will be back next week to find out what the fuck the... government or whoever the Duchess is. She could just be in a nice Victorian drawing room. Who knows?
She's just the manager of Vic Curry Be Versed.
That's exactly. It.
For which you have to just swim through the hot fat of the deep fat fryer, apparently.
But do come back next Monday. And in the meantime, get in touch. Email us at mydadwriteaporno@gmail.com.
We're on Instagram. My dad wrote a.
We're on most things in some form of My Dad Wrote a Porno, aren't we?
Yes, Twitter. At Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yeah. And all of those
yeah,
ones,
all
aren't
of
we?
Them. Yeah, Facebook.
Just for fun, none of the handles are the same.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget, we are coming back on the road, the tour in 2020. Have you got your tickets yet?
We don't need tickets.
Not
we're
to you,
be
I'm saying to the listeners.
Oh, right.
Rhetorical,
okay.
James, rhetorical.
I know that you're going
to
be
You'll
there.
You'll have a pass, hopefully, so that you can get onto the stage. Belinda's Dirty 30. So if you didn't come to see his last tour, you might not know. It's just a big party atmosphere.
Yeah, it's brand new material from Rocky. It's all about Belinda's 30th birthday party. What the hell is going to go down?
Yeah, bring friends, come on your own. Mm. Like, just be there. Are you going to be the one person who says they weren't at Belinda's 30th birthday?
Exactly. You can't miss it.
She'd be so upset. I mean, she probably won't know because she'll be shagging in a cloakroom or something. But
if you want to get tickets, then just go to mydadwroteaporno.com/live.
If there's one thing you do that's a kind of gift to yourself, it's come to one of the shows in 2020.
That's yeah. So much fun. I can't wait, guys.
I can't wait.
I can't wait as well, as much as you two can't wait.
more Rocky.
Right, so who wants to go and have some goat's head, soured trout and bratwurst? That is a concoction for a real gentleman wolf.
Oh my God, the gentleman wolf was literally never mentioned again.
That's Rocky.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.